Good morning, my audio boo friends. It is December 16th, if I believe, 2013. It is just shy of 5 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting in my car. I just dropped off my daughter at school, who was absolutely frozen. She looked like a popsicle walking into class. And I'm just about to depart to go to work. And as I look at the temperature gauge in my car, it is now reading minus 18, but with the wind, it is minus 30 this morning, much like it was Saturday morning. The difference being the humidity level. Because it snowed from Saturday night over into Sunday morning, and most of Sunday, in fact, and it basically brought a human air mass. We had an air mass coming through from the Arctic that sort of sat over northern Ontario and most of the province of Quebec. Well, that has now sort of met with, I suppose, a more humid front from the south. And so it's sitting, you know, it's a beautifully clear blue sky this morning, but definitely that humidity just cuts right through you. This morning, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. So, I just wanted to say hello to Mac and Paul, Omani Blog, and McColgan, and continue this discussion and conversation about this meetup in Dublin, Ireland, for the audio booers. A boo meetup, as we should say, perhaps. I still think it's a wonderful idea, and some of the ideas that Paul brought up, and in terms of connecting it to maybe education, that really has me going. Especially if we do have people from different countries, coming to this gathering and meetup, and could answer questions or could bring a little bit about the country that they're from, maybe an aspect of it. I think it's a wonderful idea. Personally, I'd be in it 150%, and I still am in it 150%. Regardless of what we do, I think it would be great to shake hands with people we've DM'd and with people we've been listening to on a regular basis. I could even see ourselves maybe in a hotel, in one of the small conference rooms, sort of gathered around and listening to highlights of Octavers or highlights of Februaries or whatever, or discuss or some of the tools we use and how we approach podcasting or boo-casting or whatever you want to call it. I think it'd be great. It'd be a fantastic exchange of ideas and just, you know, not necessarily from the business standpoint of things. I know that Paul, has business very much in the forefront of his thoughts sometimes when he talks about audio and recording, and that's fine. That's great. I mean, it goes hand in hand with the work he does. And I know myself, having freelanced for a while, that you're always sort of thinking in that mode. You have to, because you can't. You're your own marketing department. You're your own advertising department. You're basically everything when you sort of run your own show. And that's great, you know. And I think, and that's what's going to be really interesting and dynamic about this meetup, is that we're going to have different angles from everybody who shows up. Some people will show up with a more interest in just audio in general. Some people will show up just because they want to meet the people they've been talking to and press the flesh, as they say, and share a drink and talk. That would be, you know, somebody like me. That's really what I'm looking forward to, and seeing some of the places that people talk about. Mind you, if we're meeting in Dublin, my original intent, I'd like to share this, although it's not written in stone by any means, but my original intent was to fly into London and do an audio boo tour and see if I could, in fact, meet face-to-face with a lot of the people that I've spoken to over the years. And my intent was even to like drive right up into Scotland and meet Mac and look at things that he was talking about. And I mean, I would just love to do that. You know, go for a hike with Dean Reed. I mean, you know, these would be phenomenal things I'd love to see. You know, the Peak District. I've heard about it. I've seen pictures. It's lovely. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And to see it live in front of me and be able to make that connection and then come back to Canada and continue, you know, working every day and doing the things that I do and audio booing. But with that responsiveness, that knowing that you've seen these places and you've been there, I think that sounds exciting to me. And regardless of that, if I can't do that necessarily, but we do have a meetup, ideally 2015 for me personally would be better. Paul was saying to Mac in his last audio boo that he'd like to see maybe 2014, and that might be too soon for me. As much as he can't see what's going to go on in 2015, I'm hard pressed to know my financial situation as hard as it is for him to figure out what's going on in 2015, sorry, and that's how hard it is for me to figure out what's going on in 2014, financially at least. I was doing some research last night. How much would it cost me to fly to Dublin and get a small room? Even a hostel, it wouldn't really matter. It depends on how long we met. If I was only there for 4 or 5 days. So I started looking around and I got some, I was surprised. I have to admit, I was really surprised. Return airline ticket plus the hotel was very reasonable. Something that I could actually conceivably do. So even 2014 may not be out of the question if we push it out, say into the fall or even further perhaps. You know, but again, it depends. There's weather, there's other circumstances. Kids with children, say in North America, who want to attend, and they can't, they may not be able to when once school starts. So we can't really push it into the fall. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. You know, on a personal level, I'm just telling you what I, you know, if I was sitting in front of you explaining this or. That this is what I would want to tell you, you know, this is what I'm looking at in terms of scheduling for me, both financially and time-wise. I mean, there's also taking time off work, but that's another complete kettle of fish, and I'd have to approach that once I get to it. So, definitely I'm excited about this idea. And like I said, because I looked up the prices yesterday and I'm going, okay, it may be feasible, in 2014. I did want to bring the family to Italy, you know, in the very near future. We did Disney a few years ago, it was last year. Last year we did Disney. So I was figuring maybe 2015 to do Italy. You know, that wouldn't be so bad because there's probably a couple of places we could actually stay with family. So I could swing it for relatively lower cost than otherwise would have been the case. So we'll see about that as well. Anyway, so just thought I'd throw my hat in the ring. And one thing I did want to mention is I think we should have a Google Hangout with a lot of the people that are interested in this, a Google Hangout to sort of start ball rolling and start getting organized. And also one thing about a Google Hangout, if we can't organize a Google Hangout, how in the world are we going to work out the logistics of getting to Dublin? So I think the first challenge would be to get a Google Hangout going with all of us and just chewing the fat, talking about this, talking about what we could do, where we could stay, what are good affordable hotels, you know, because, I mean, you can always go on. Anyway, I'm running out of time, but that's just some of my thoughts on this. Okay, thanks for listening, and everyone, have a great week.